I don't have much today, but maybe that's better than nothing. Really strung out because I got woken up real early by drills and jackhammers. Replacing the front door of the apartment building. I moved right over it. Until I got the full vibrational effect. Once again, I'm calling it in from inside the phone booth. The door is closed, the light is on, but the fan doesn't work. And graffiti from years past is all around. I was reading Shakespeare's sonnets again, which is some of the first poetry I ever read. And I forget which one it was, but the commentary for one of them, there's a poem about what sounded like a love gone wrong, a love broken up, a love ended badly. And then the commentary from when the editor said that there was no evidence to suggest that this was biographical. Nothing in Shakespeare's, what is known about Shakespeare's life indicated that he had any romantic turmoil at the time that sonnet was written. So the editor described it as rhetorical grief. Rhetorical drama, rhetorical pain. I just found that turn of phrase amusing, more entertaining than the sonnet. So I thought I'd concoct my own rhetorical pain, my own rhetorical grief, as best I can. I didn't think of that until I was already writing the sonnet, so it's not end to end. I occupy these places in your absence to humbly help sustain your empty style, which shines more easily and makes more sense than when we forced our lives to fit a smile. In the warmth of company so mild, you drink and smoke to burn away these days, which haunt your future like the unborn child that whispers in a memory's sterile haze. I fill the space with callousness and toil, looking toward the days of final sleep, when vain and greedy loathe the chilly soil for robbing them of access to the deep. Our times of glamour creep from room to room, killing sweetly until we reach the tomb. And now that I've read it out loud, there's a lot I want to change. I'm going to bother. I mean, if you're going to bother, the donuts. Try to get it right. And then this other short thing came out of nowhere. It's not addressed to anybody. It's more rhetorical. You raped the wrong women and robbed the wrong banks, cremated undead bodies and torpedoed your own tanks. You castrated the wrong boys and empowered the drunks. You appointed dead judges and threw money at junk. You raided the wrong countries and robbed the wrong rooms. You nuked forests and trees and debased sacred tombs. The future of humans is lost beyond hope. Let's call it an evening and sip rum with the Pope. And like I said, I didn't have much today. Maybe I'll think differently of it later.